Boom! And we're back. Welcome to the Building and Payoff Podcast, everyone. I am your host, Chris Holland. Now, today's Building and Payoff Podcast topic is all about SDA and NDIS. NDIS is massive here in Australia. The government provides such great services for, unfortunately, people that need the NDIS system, which is basically a disability program governed by the government, where unfortunately, if one of your family members or yourself or someone that you know becomes disabled unexpectedly, they can apply for the NDIS. And what happens is the NDIS will pay them money to make their life a little bit easier to live, given what they're going through. Now, there's lots of rules and regulations as opposed to the NDIS. However, the topic of this conversation is investment in the NDIS. How do we do it and what can the returns look like? So, to give you an idea, we are NDIS accredited. You need to be in partnership with a few people. So you need an architect who can design compliant SDA and NDIS homes to suit specified, very strict guidelines, essentially. And they are so incredibly detailed, which does increase the cost of the house itself. However, if you've got an accredited builder, you don't have to worry about it because the returns are massive, okay? You then get an assessor, an NDIS assessor, who goes through and checks everything over. So you need an architect, you need an assessor. You also need a builder who can build it to specification and is accredited. And then you need the service provider. What a service provider does is a service provider is the one that fills the people or the people in need of an NDIS home specifically. And then obviously you set up an account with the NDIS yourself. So if you're an investor, for instance, if you're an investor right now and you've got a bit of free cash and you're looking at an absolute foolproof, safe-proof investment option, building an NDIS compliant house would be insane. But you do need the other steps. So what I'm saying in short is, guys, come to us. This is one thing that we now specialize in. We're going to be launching loads of products coming up shortly, a new website specific for this channel. Okay, so just to give you an idea of costs, right? So if you had, let's say, $1 million or $1.1 million for the example that I do have, we've got a plot of land in regional WA at the moment. There is 12 needed NDIS occupant homes, and there's none now. So this block of land that we've just purchased ourselves as a company can facilitate 27 blocks. Now, we're not going to build 27 NDIS homes because that's not required. What we're going to do is do 3 4x2s with two SDA accredited master bedrooms and bathrooms in each one. It's going to have a theater and 2 spare bedrooms. So for instance, depending on the situation of the person, they can have the family living there, they can have a carer living there. It can be short-term accommodation as well, because currently if someone unfortunately gets into, say, a motorbike accident, especially in regional WA, they get put into a nursing home or the hospital, which isn't ideal. So we're now going to design and construct these sort of types of dwellings all over regional WA. We're still going to give a 10-month filled guarantee because here at CC West we have the full-time employees. Essentially what will happen is I'll ship my guys up, I'll drive my guys up for 2-3 weeks, do a stint of work, come back for a couple of weeks, continue up again for another 2-3 weeks until the job is finished. So nothing really changes except from the location. We're fully kitted out to do this and we are accredited and we have all the we've crossed all the T's and dotted all the I's. So for this example, if you were to invest $1.1 million in one property, actually, forget that, 3 properties, the return on that should be roughly $7,000 a week per property, which is insane, okay? $21,000 a week off your mortgage. After 5 years, you will net profit $2.1 million after your investment of 3.3. But after 10 years, it will actually be $7.5 million profit after your investment's paid back. So it's insane. Now, there's no real reason for this to be ever stopped by the government. I can't see the government ever pulling this funding, basically, because there is just a need for it, a crazy need for it. So It really is a safe investment. Now, the only difference for building an NDIS compliant home here in Perth, for instance, is the land price, the house price and stuff like that is obviously very similar. But the land price is the big one here. So if you were to do an NDIS compliant home in, say, Carlisle, for instance, well, the block of land is going to cost you $400,000 to $450,000. You'll need $1.5 million investment. Lending is slightly different. You might need a bigger deposit, like a 20% deposit, because some of the banks don't see NDIS as an accredited investment for whatever reason. So basically, if there was a group of you investors that had the ability to gather up roughly $1 million, you could really kill the pig on this one. So also, other than that, you are helping the rental situation, but you are helping someone who really, really needs that care and service. You don't have to worry about the service provider and whatnot. We package it all up for you. Basically, we're a one-stop shop for all your NDIS needs. So it took a long time to be accredited and be on the board and be registered and gather all this, I guess, this group of people that we need in order to provide this program. But we are here and we're ready to go. So it is a huge, huge, huge market, and I don't believe it's ever going to disappear. So if you are interested in investing in NDIS, all you have to do is get in touch with me on 0404-308-346 or info@ccwest.com.au, or just reach out to one of our socials on Instagram, LinkedIn, TikTok, Facebook, and the other sorts. Other than that, guys, it is absolutely amazing. So I have a pre-package available now for 6 NDIS properties all across regional WA, not in Perth, and again, the reason for that is the price of the land. You can get lands up there, like in regional WA, for under $100,000. The build price, yes, obviously, is slightly dearer, but given the fact that we have full-time employees, you're talking about 2% more across the whole build for our travel costs. Okay, so it is going to be a sure investment. It is going to give you the greatest return you actually can get. So yeah, we're really pushing this one here in the next few months, but there will be a separate channel. As I said, it will be released in the coming months or so, and it's going to be all things NDIS. So if you are interested, guys, in investing in the NDIS, please get in touch and we'll set up a meeting and I can go through some facts and figures with you more accurately. But until then, guys, thanks as always for tuning in. Please like and subscribe, join our YouTube channel, listen on Spotify. And last week's podcast was amazing. We got so many hits and views on it, and that was the one about people actually writing in and asking us questions. So please do. Please continue to write in, ask as many questions as you can, and stay tuned for next week's podcast, guys. Cheers. Bye.